This is airchecks.com.
WNBC weather, partial clearing, turning colder today. Temperature dropping through the 40s to 35 by this evening. Partly cloudy, cold night ahead, 25 in the city, 18 to the north and west. Cloudy tomorrow with a chance of light snow by evening. The high 35 in the city, 26 west and north of us. Saturday's outlook, rain in the city. Snow changing to sleet and rain in the northern suburbs. 47 degrees right now at 7:32, and that's what's happening. I'm Charles McCord, WNBC New York.
Thank you, Charles. Dr. Carl Schultz, our psychoanalyst, coming up, WNBC.
She's got a way about her anyway.
Oh, isn't that a pretty song, WNBC? Hi, my Mr. The Morning. It's coming up on 7:35, 25 till 8 o'clock. WNBC, hello.
Hey, this is Bill.
Hi, Billy. How you doing?
Can you look my school today?
Hey, yeah, where is your school?
It's in Guttenberg, New Jersey.
And what's the matter with it? Why do you want to blow it up?
Because it's rotten.
It's rotten? What grade are you in?
Sixth.
You're in the sixth grade?
Yeah.
And you don't want to go anymore?
No, I don't want to go on.
Well, now, if I blow your school up, you understand that you're not going to be able to go to school anymore. You do understand that, don't you?
Yeah.
And then you're going to grow up and be a dope. You don't care about that, huh?
I'll go to a different school.
Okay, are you ready, gang?
No gum!
Excuse me. Would you believe $199 for 4 days and three nights in the Bahamas, your hotel round trip airfare? Believe $199 through M29, a Freeport Fiesta, or Sunshine Express vacation yours for $199 per person, double occupancy, conditions apply, to see your travel agent.
Ooh, la, la, ooh, la, la. It's better in the Bahamas.
In the Bahamas, you never run out of things to do until you want to. Bahamas Ministry of Tourism.
Stiller and Mira.
Celebrating our wedding anniversary at the Amalgamated Bank's a dumb idea, Sydney.
It's nostalgic, Cecilia. 20 years ago, we met online here at Amalgamated.
Why do we have to dress up and wear party hats?
It's a festive occasion. Cecilia and Sydney have been amalgamated for 20 years.
Don't make a fool of yourself.
I'm an emotional guy. Remember our first car loan at Amalgamated?
People are staring.
The lowest interest rates on car loans in New York City. A toast to us and the Amalgamated Bank.
The champagne's leaking on your tuxedo.
It's rented to Amalgamated, the working guy's bank.
Your suspenders just broke.
Amalgamated gave us credit when other banks gave us sympathy.
You should have worn a belt.
It sure goes fast, Cecilia.
Life, Sydney?
No, the line here at Amalgamated. Come here. Happy anniversary to you.
Sydney, put me down. You'll hurt yourself.
I love Amalgamated. It's the only bank that gives the little guy a lift.
You could use a lift. Your pants just fell down.
Yay! Amalgamated. Mwah. New York loves you.
Call the Amalgamated Bank, 255-6200, an equal opportunity lender. Oh, they're giving the money, honky. Let's see what the kids are up to.
You be the daddy, Jeffrey. I'll be the mommy.
All right, Betsy. I'm home.
Hi, Cupcake. How was work?
Oh, man. It's a jungle out there.
Jungle?
I'll say it makes me feel like an animal in here.
Oh, Jeffrey.
Come over here, woman.
You bet you're sweet. You know what, huh?
What's for dinner, Betsy?
The hell with dinner, Jeffrey. Let's move right on to dessert.
Oh, God, God, somebody cut. Look out, look out. Get him apart, get him apart.
Treat your mate to the healthy, hearty, Nansemore dessert stew. It'll make you...
Just shut up, just shut up. All right, somebody throw a bucket of water on Jeffrey. My God. Cut, call 911. Somebody call 911. 7:38, I'm a sort of morning.
Sometimes, baby, when he touches you, do you wonder if he washed his hands?
You ask me if I love you. I want to hold you till the fear in me subsides.
WNBC, what a pretty song. Dan Hill, I'm a sort of morning, 7:42, 18 till... 8 o'clock, 18 till 8 on this February 4 in New York. Dr. Carl Schultz, our psychoanalyst, solves another person's problem in just a couple of minutes. WNBC weather, now 47 degrees. Partially clearing, turning colder today, dropping to 35 by this evening. Partly cloudy and cold tonight, low 25 in the city, 18 to the north and west. Chevy's making good things happen, like more diesel models than anyone in the USA. Chevrolet sponsors this NCONTRA traffic report with WNBC's Ross Frank. Good morning, Miss Frank.
Good morning, Mr. Imus. Good news for everybody getting ready to get on the westbound LIE. All lanes have been reopened at Jericho Turnpike, so you really should, you'll have some waits there. Not saying that you're not going to have some problems, because we had a huge backup just about 4 miles, but they have been reopened, so you should be able to at least move now. If you were taking the Throgs Neck and Whitestone bridges this morning, Throgs Neck seems to be a bit heavy. Whitestone could save you some time there. Southbound on the elevated Bruckner as you head toward the Triborough and the Deegan appears to be just a bit heavy. We took a ride over it. No stalls, no accidents. Just a little bit heavy going on that stretch. Southbound on the Deegan, shadow reporting, still some delays through Fordham Road because of an earlier stall there. Heading southbound on the New York State Thruway, heavy now onto the Tappan Zee Bridge because the speed limit on the Tappan Zee been reduced to just about 35 miles an hour. On the inner borough, tied up both east and westbound near Cypress Avenue because of a westbound accident. And if you were coming across the Triborough Bridge, exiting on to the FDR, it is just a bit slow going into the tolls. I am Roz Frank in the NCONTRA traffic reports when you need them. Be back about 8 o'clock on WNBC.
Thank you, baby. 744, 16 till 8 o'clock. I'm us in the morning.
Everyone, look, it's Jim McCrate.
Everyone, look.
You're vice president of McCrate Realty Limited, one of the island's most successful brokerage and consulting firms.
People trust us.
And you advertise a lot in the New York Times real estate section.
I advertise in what works.
You know, I hear more real estate is sold through the Times than any other paper.
I told you it works.
So would you say the Times represents a big percentage of your advertising plan?
About 97%.
97? These Times demand the Times.
It's the only game in town.
Mr. Crenshaw.
Miss Smith, you're not going to tell me how we need a computer again, are you?
We could use some help with our paperwork.
I don't want to hear a sales pitch for a computer.
But this isn't a sales pitch. Digital Equipment Corporation is holding an open house so we can see the new Deckmate work processor system. It's right here in town. They even serve refreshments.
That sounds like a lot of trouble.
No, it's free, and we don't need an appointment. We can just walk in anytime on February 10th or 11th.
Will they try to sell me something?
They'll just answer our questions.
What if a salesman sees me?
You could pretend you're lost.
Digital's open house is your chance to see the latest enhancements in small systems from the world's largest maker of small computers. You'll learn how the Deckmate work processor can do your accounting, forecasting, mailing lists, word processing, and much more.
If we had digital Deckmate work processor, we might get our financial statements done on time for once.
Was that a sales pitch?
No, just a thought.
Don't miss Digital's work processor open house February 10 and 11 from 8:30 a.m. to 6 p.m. at the Sheraton City Squire in New York or the Sheraton Smith Towers in Smithtown.
Hey, Pump Boys and Dinettes are moving to Broadway.
I don't believe it.
No, really. And Newsweek says we're the happiest show in town.
They did, no.
They did, too. And Clive Barnes says we're totally terrific.
Well, can I bring my dog?
No.
Oh.
But you can bring your family. And WNEW-TV says we're the best theater buy in town.
Oh, yay. Right.
Meet the Pump Boys. Meet the Dinettes.
A terrific show, Pump Boys and Dinettes, it really is, at the Princess Theater. Charge it, 944-9300. And now, at 746, I'm a Sunday morning, WNBC, Dr. Carl Schultz solves yet another person's problem.
WNBC, this is Dr. Carl Schultz.
Hi, Dr. Schultz.
Hello.
I'm a very beautiful woman, and men are always asking me out and seem to want just one thing.
Mm-hmm.
And frankly, doctor, I'm very weak.
Oh.
I'm getting a very bad reputation.
Mm-hmm.
See, I always seem to give in to men's demands, and I don't know what to do about it.
Oh.
My reputation is getting ruined.
Well, I think some private consultation is in order here. Perhaps this weekend. Listen, I'm going up to Vermont, and we could do some in-depth therapy over the weekend. You say you're very good looking?
Yes, doctor.
Oh, I think definitely we'll need overnight therapy for this.
Well, sure. That sounds fine with me. What time do you want to pick me up? Do I need to bring anything? A nightgown?
No, you bring nothing. Bring no clothes. Just wrap yourself up in a towel and I'll pick you up at 8.
Okay.
Listen, I have everything you'll need with me, okay? I have my own supply of stuff. Whatever it is you need, I'll have it with me in a small valise. You don't worry about a thing. How do you feel about dwarfs? You like dwarfs? I'll bring a dwarf with me. What do you want? Anything.
That's about enough, Dr. Schultz. Dr. Carl Schultz, our psychoanalyst. 7:47, I'm in the morning, WN. Be safe.
You're the seventh son of the seventh son.
WNBC, 7:50, 10 till 8 o'clock. I am Imus in the morning. Billy Saul Hargis coming up, and don't forget Johnny Cash with Skip and Muffy tomorrow on Imus in the Morning. WNBC weather, 47 degrees now, partially clear and turning colder today, dropping to 35 by this evening, partly cloudy and cold tonight, low 25 in the city, 18 to the north and west, cloudy tomorrow with a chance of light snow by evening, high 35 in the city, 26 to the north and west. Saturday's outlook, rain in the city, snow changing to sleet and rain in the northern suburbs, again 47 going down to 35.
Here's the news you've been waiting for. Buick prices are lower. Hundreds of dollars lower because GM has announced rebates. And your New Jersey and five-borough area Buick dealers are ready with thousands and thousands of new Buicks for immediate delivery. Make your best deal and get $750 cash back direct from GM and your participating dealer on the front-wheel drive Buick Skylark. Or get $500 cash back on the new front-wheel drive Buick Century. This is a limited time offer, so hurry while inventories are high. Get $750 cash back on Skylark and $500 cash back on Sentry. Don't settle for anything less than a Buick. Get cash back and immediate delivery on the car you wanted. Wouldn't you really rather have a Buick? At your New Jersey and five borough area Buick dealers right now.
Take advantage of the big GM rebate so you're participating in New Jersey and five borough area Buick dealer now. Coming up on 7:52, 8 till 8 o'clock, I am Imus in the Morning, WNBC News. Good morning, Charles McCord.
Good morning, Don. Here in the tri-state area, the investigation and a search for more possible victims continue this morning in connection with the Crown Heights, Brooklyn apartment fire of yesterday that left at least a half dozen people dead, 27 more hurt, and three of them critically injured. At the moment, firemen say a two-year-old is still missing, and so the search of the burned-out building at 258 Albany Street goes on. Meantime, investigators have definitely attributed the tragedy to the work of an arson who poured a flammable liquid down a hallway and set the place on fire. Other headline stories, another drug-related death in Queens, but this time the result of a shootout between two groups of Dominicans, according to police, who described them involved as small-time traffickers, evidently not connected to the larger Colombian drug war. Detectives still have not established a motive in the execution-style slaying of wealthy horse breeder Mark Hertzand, 34 years old, found shot to death yesterday in the entranceway to his luxurious East Village apartment. Two chemical bank employees trying to repossess a van early today on 197th Street were shot and wounded by a man who appeared at their side in a white car. They jumped in their own car, tried to get away, but the gunman gave chase. 25-year-old Joseph Daly took a bullet in the chest. His partner was hit in the shoulder, both hospitalized, stable condition. Mayor Koch says he's thinking a little more seriously about making a run for governor. WNBC's Neil Seavey reports the mayor was talking a lot more seriously about the campaign during a swing through Albany yesterday.
A little over a week ago, Koch returned from a vacation in Spain to discover that there was a movement afoot to draft him as a gubernatorial candidate. At that time, the mayor waxed merrily about how much fun being governor might be. It was a different Ed Koch in Albany, though, who told newsmen he was more serious about considering the possibility of maybe running for governor. There are charges that he is too New York City oriented and wouldn't be fair to the rest of the state. How can that be said, asked Ed Koch. Just look at Staten Island. Stay tuned. Neil Seavey, WNBC News.
Our weather turning colder.
The Knicks and Nets both win.
Details just ahead on WNBC. But first, there are some fresh developments in the aftermath of the Washington plane crash. Here's NBC's Frank Gorin.
Government sources close to the probe into last month's Air Florida crash in the Capitol say the pilot and the crew apparently knew about the problem of icing on the wings even before the takeoff. Recorded conversations reportedly reveal that one crew member advised the pilot of the problem, but the pilot took off anyway. More from NBC's Robert Hager in the Capitol.
On takeoff roll, it's said the co-pilot warned three times, "It's not right, it's not right, it's too cold." But these sources said the pilot decided not to abort, but suggested he could fly the plane by getting the nose up. Once in the air, it said a crew member warned, "Get the nose down." And then were heard the words, "We're going in." Next is heard on the tape the sound of the plane hitting the 14th Street Bridge and the waters of the Potomac River. Robert Hager, NBC News, Washington.
78 people died in the crash. More news in a minute.
A performance story.
from Phillips Petroleum.
Listen. That's a wood duck. You know, they were a threatened species a few years ago because their natural nesting areas, the dead hollow trees, were being cut down. My name is Tom Tubbs with the Minnesota Waterfowl Association. We knew that if these ducks were going to be saved, they would need artificial nesting boxes. We looked at every kind of material you could make them from and finally settled on a special plastic that Phillips Petroleum makes. It's so slick that raccoons can't get a claw hold onto it to climb up and steal the eggs. And it's still tough enough to withstand the Minnesota winters. Over the years, we've distributed thousands of these artificial nests, and it's worth it, because today the wood duck is no longer threatened. Actually, it's one of the most plentiful species of waterfowl in North America.
Caring for your car and more. That's performance from Phillips Petroleum.
Henry Kissinger was flown from Washington to Boston last night, where he's reported undergoing a routine physical exam. The doctor is said to be a heart specialist. It was during the Watergate scandals of the 70s that the public learned President Nixon tape-recorded White House conversations. Then, last month, it was discovered that President Roosevelt had his secret recordings. Now it's JFK. The Washington Post reports that about 600 conversations between Kennedy and congressional staff and foreign leaders are in the hands of the Kennedy Library in Boston. We asked the library's curator, David Powers, what'll be done with them.
The tapes are given to me. It's my discretion what I want to do with them. They know I will not scar their reputation, in any sense. I mean, that's why I have the tapes as opposed to anyone else. And as far as who I'm going to divulge the information to that's on tapes, it's, I have to think on several terms. I have to think of the Kennedys, and I have to think of myself.
The tapes are said to cover the last 16 months of JFK's presidency and deal with matters such as Cuba, Berlin, and Vietnam. At least 62 deaths are blamed on the weather that continues to grip the Midwest in a brace of ice and snow. Hardest hit area is St. Louis, where many schools and businesses are shut down and where National Guardsmen have been called in to help clear out roads. Egypt's Hosni Mubarak will pay another call at the White House this morning. He and President Reagan will go over yesterday's talks, during which Mubarak pressed for creation of a Palestinian state. This is NBC News.
At Ford Motor Company, quality is job one.
There's a spirit at Ford that's really shining through. It's people taking pride in the work they do. From the littlest detail to the grand design, we know at Ford our future's on the line.
On our line.
I want to do the best job that I can do, and all of us, I think we feel the same way. Because our jobs mean quite a bit to us. So you want to try to satisfy the customers and satisfy the company and then satisfy ourselves by doing a good job on every time.
And Ford Motor Company's dedication to quality is already paying off. Overall, a 25% improvement in quality since 1980, as reported by our new car owners. At Ford Motor Company, quality is job one.
Better and better, see what we've done. At Ford, quality is job one.
7:58, 2 till 8 o'clock. I am Imus in the morning, WNBC. Your Chevy dealer has all the good things happening for 82, like the Chevrolet Classics, Capris, Malibu, Monte Carlo. Chevrolet sponsors this Encopter traffic report for WNBC's Roz Frank. Good morning, Miss Frank.
Good morning, Mr. Imus. Just going to check out the Jersey crossings for you and let you know what's going on there. At the inbound George Washington Bridge, probably a 10 to 15 minute wait there. Do use the lower deck right now. That upper deck is a bit heavy. But we have some problems on the East Cross Bronx Expressway with a stall in the right lane as you are approaching Webster Avenue, so you do want to keep it to the left. Inbound Lincoln, heavy this morning, probably 15 to 20 minutes there. At the inbound Holland, very light, maybe 5 minutes if that. If you're heading southbound on the West Side Highway, extra heavy as you come off the George Washington Bridge through the construction, but then after you pass it, things are pretty good. If you're heading northbound on the FDR, just expect a few delays around the Manhattan Bridge, some really rough roads around there. Westbound on the LIE, still very heavy and backed up at Jericho Turnpike, but the lanes are open. On the Gowanus coming inbound, about a mile before the Prospect, we have a stall in the left lane, so you do want to keep it to the right there. Once you're past it, things are moving fine and dandy. You should have no problems. At the inner borough, we are very slow in both directions near Cypress Avenue. That's because of an earlier accident this morning. And if you're heading westbound on the Connecticut Turnpike, still problems there. Exit 8 in Stamford, still trying to move that jackknife tractor trailer off the road. Save yourself some time and try the Merit. I'm Roz Frank in the N-Copter. Traffic reports when you need them. Be back about 8:20 on WNBC.
Thank you, baby. Once again, Charles McCord.
WNBC Sports, New Jersey Nets over the Atlanta Hawks, 112-103. The Knicks beat the Lakers, 98-94.
The Islanders will take on the Bullets tonight. The Rangers will take on the Calgary Flames.
WNBC weather, partial clearing, turning colder today. Temperature dropping through the 40s to 35 by this evening. Partly cloudy, cold night, low 25 in the city, 18 to the north and west. Cloudy tomorrow. Hello there. Cloudy tomorrow with a chance of light snow by evening. The high 35 in the city.
What's the matter?
Are you hearing that?
No.
You're not hearing that. I beg your pardon. Perhaps I have something plugged in a little bit differently here. I was hearing communications between the helicopter and our base station here. Let me see what I have punched up on the board. There, I punched that out.
Well, very interesting.
It certainly is. The high 35 in the city, 26 to the north and west. Saturday's outlook, rain in the city, snow changing to sleet and rain in the northern suburbs. And at the moment, minute past 8 o'clock, it is 46 degrees and cloudy in Midtown.
We want Dr. Schultz to have a word with you.
No, I don't know what it was. I was, for some reason there, something I had
sure,
punched up
Charles,
in my earphone.
We're hearing
I suddenly
voices.
Was hearing, I was hearing a Roz and helicopter.
Okay.
Yeah. And you,
little
you know,
bell.
You know what she was saying?
No.
She was going to Venus. 46 degrees right now, minute and a half past 8, and that's what's happening. I'm Charles McCord, WNBC New York.
Thank you very much, Charles. I'm Iris in the Morning. Billy Saul Hargis next. WNBC. BC, do best. Imus in the Morning, 5 minutes after 8 o'clock now, 8:05 in New York. 7-Eleven's got a brand new Imus in the Morning 7-Eleven coffee cup for the third year in a row. Fresh, hot 7-Eleven coffee in the new 16-ounce cups. Get Sara Lee Breakfast Danish and coffee with my mug on the jug at your 7-Eleven store.
Working then you are best. Yes, we're Americans and we're giving our best.
At American Airlines, we know a fast trip to the airport is the best trip through the airport. That's why
we're giving you
one-stop check-in to save time.
We're giving our best. We're giving you
round-trip and connecting boarding passes.
We're giving our best.
A reserved seat when you make your reservation.
We're giving you our best. Yes, we're American and we're giving our best.
When you fly American, you get an airline that believes in giving you full service on every flight, everywhere we fly. Call your travel agent or American Airlines.
Tonight, a raging couple. Tomorrow night, a raging fire. Both are hot. Tonight at 8 on 11 Alive, Jack Lemmon is in his 40s. He's just lost his job and his confidence.
I'm getting tired of being shoved around, that's what happened.
Anne Bancroft is his wife. She's trying to help him out of his depression when a wave hits her.
They come in, they take things out. You had them, now they got them. They used to be yours, now they're theirs. We've been robbed.
No job, robbed. The elevator's broken. The water lines are shut down. And that's where Neil Simon steps in to give you New York as only he knows it. In The Prisoner of Second Avenue.
Grab your dog, will you? People have to walk in these streets.
New York, you're on television tonight. Then at 8 tomorrow night on 11 Alive, Irwin Allen lays another catastrophe on you in Fire.
I need help.
Ernest Borgnine and Patty Duke Aston star in Fire. Tonight at 8, The Prisoner of Second Avenue. Tomorrow night at 8, Fire. Both on 11 Alive, New York's free movie station.
8:07, 7 after 8 o'clock. I'm Mr. The Morning, WNBC. Still 47 degrees. WNBC weather, partially clearing, turning colder today. Dropping to 35 by this evening. Partly cloudy and cold tonight. Low 25 in the city. 18 to the north and west. All right, everybody say, baby.
Baby.
Yeah.
I don't care in the rain, don't freeze. As long as I got my plastic Jesus lying on the dashboard of my car.
Say hallelujah. Oh, yeah, say hallelujah. Hi, friends. It's Billy Saul Hargis with the emeralds and the rubies just a-dripping off of him and a ring on every finger of his hand. Well, friends, Billy Saul wants you to know that I have a warm glow this morning, yes, an inner effervescence. You didn't know I knew words like that, did you? You know why I do? Jesus taught me how to say effervescence. And it's just another of the many reasons I'm appealing to you here. And also via our new television crusade to tune in to WNBC, the wondrous Nazareth Broadcasting Company. Because we use words like effervescence. Bless those among you who've responded to the call to tune any radio you come across to 66. For thine is the way of him. Now that's right. I fell down on my knees a couple of nights ago here at Worship House. I lifted my eyes to heaven and I said, Jesus, what's your favorite radio station? And the answer came back to me, WNBC. Yeah, I got a deep voice. So if you've been heeding a call going into thine friends and enemies, homes alike, and tuning their radios to 66, a special blessing's in store for you. On the other hand, if you haven't, then Jesus is going to visit a plague upon you, make you slam your toe into a baseboard or something. Yes, Jesus is going to make you sick till you decide to get on a stick. Now, many of you have been stopping Dr. Hargis on the street witnessing for WNBC, testifying with wonderful stories of how you busted into somebody's home or car to tune all their radios to 66, and it gladdens my heart. I'm sorrowed, on the other hand, that all of us were unable to share your testimony. So we're going to fix that right now here this morning. Brothers and sisters, if you've tuned an enemy's or a friend's radio to WNBC in the last day or so, or if you're planning to, won't you stop what you're doing and give me a call? Share your testimony with the rest of the faithful. During the next record or two that my dear friend Imus plays, won't you pick up that phone and dial 247-8666. Share your story of personal commitment. Do it now. There'll never be a better time. Just call the number you see there on the bottom of your screen. Oh, wait a minute. Where in the hell are we? Oh, yeah. Like I was saying, Dr. Hargis is standing by right now. 247-8666 to listen to your testimony. Call now, 247-8666, and talk to Reverend Billy. And just remember, friends, when you're in America, God's chosen nation, WNBC is God's chosen station.
WNBC!
Thank you, Dr. Hargis. 8:10 now in New York. I am Imus in the Morning, WNBC. After 8 o'clock, 8:12 now in New York. I am Imus in the Morning, skipping Muffy tomorrow with Johnny Cash. WNBC weather, 47 in New York now. Partially clear and turning colder today. Dropping to 35 by the ceiling, partly cloudy and cold tonight. Low 25 in the city, 18 to the north and west. WNBC.
Hello, this is Jim from Passaic. We have a repair shop down here. I'd like to talk to Reverend Billy.
Oh, this is Reverend Billy. You repair radios?
No, we repair cars down here, and I got a hot steaming deal. We're down here, we're taking the knobs off the radios when the cars come in, setting it to 66, and only charging the customer $5.
Praise him, a man after my own heart. What's your favorite station?
WNBC.
Ever try to count the times when a cold bottle of delicious Coca-Cola brings on a great big smile? Like on refreshing breaks at work, or when you get home in the evening tired and thirsty from a long day, baby. And more people are finding that Coke is an ideal mealtime beverage. But none of this costless keep your refrigerator well-stocked with New York's favorite soft drink, the one that makes you smile, Coke. And if you like root beer, try the number one selling root beer in New York, Ramblin' Root Beer. It's from the Coca-Cola Company, so you know it's good.
Mr. Crenshaw.
Miss Smith, you're not going to tell me how we need a computer again, are you?
We could use some help with our paperwork.
I don't want to hear
hear a sales pitch for a computer.
But this isn't a sales pitch. Digital Equipment Corporation is holding an open house so we can see the new DeckMate work processor system. It's right here in town. They even serve refreshments.
Well, sounds like a lot of trouble.
No, it's free, and we don't need an appointment. We can just walk in anytime on February 10th or 11th.
Will they try to sell me something?
They'll just answer our questions.
What if a salesman sees me?
You could pretend you're lost.
Digital's open house is your chance to see the latest enhancements in small systems from the world's largest maker of small computers. You'll learn how the DeckMate work processor can do your accounting, forecasting, mailing lists, word processing, and much more.
If we had Digital's DeckMate work processor, we might get our financial statements done on time for once.
Was that a sales pitch?
No, just a thought.
Don't miss Digital's work processor open house February 10 and 11 from 8:30 a.m. to 6 p.m. at the Sheraton City Square in New York or the Sheraton Smith Towers in Smithtown.
Hello again. My name's still Johnny Cash. I just like to give a great big Nashville hello to all my fans up there in the Big Apple. Just ask them if there ain't something they can do to get this Imus character to keep me out of this upcoming Skippin' Muffy episode. Can't y'all lynch this guy or something? Seriously, though, me and June Carter Cash have worked like a couple of dogs to build this here scandalously lavish and offensively sumptuous life. We sure as hell don't want it all dumped you know where by getting sucked into one stupid deal. Especially with these, what do you call them, puppies or proppies or prissies or whatever. So have a heart and do what you can to keep me from committing professional suicide here, will you? Cause I keep a close watch on this career of mine. It's been a rough, tough, long, and trying climb. And I'll be damned if I'm laying it on the line to appear on the program. That's a federal crime. Thank y'all, and get the rope.
Johnny with Skip and Muffy tomorrow, 16 after 8 o'clock, I miss in the morning. 8:16 in New York. WM. DC.
I miss in the morning, 66 WNBC.
Your number one for classic radio listening, airchecks.com.